98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Bit.
98 FM.
Slow off the mark there, dear.
Ah, sure. Lucas.
What have you got coming up in your bit?
Well, there is only one story this morning, Carl. Santa has been officially cleared to land in Ireland. But that's the rules lovely. State that all children must go to bed when they are told and shouldn't wake up too early tomorrow.
I think that's a great idea. There was one year where I thought I caught Santa in
same,
the house.
Same.
And I'm glad I didn't see him because it kind of ruins it then if you catch him
delivering
presents.
No, yeah. You just don't need to wake up too early tomorrow morning.
No, I don't think so.
He has to have enough time to get around everyone.
I mean, he's leaving in 38 minutes.
In 38 minutes.
In 38 minutes, he is taken off with the reindeer from the North
Pole. From the North Pole.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's off on his adventures then.
And he's got the whole world to go around.
The whole world. Literally billions and billions of children.
So there's loads of time. Now, don't forget to leave out a nice treat for Santa and his reindeer. And I believe you should check with an appropriate adult who will know what he'd like to nibble or sip.
Yeah. I mean, generally milk, isn't it?
Generally milk
nice
and a mince
cup
pie.
Of milk,
Sometimes you might want something else to, you know...
A little bit stronger, bit of fuel.
If everyone leaves them the same thing, you might get a little bit fed up of it. Anyway, for Brendan's bit this Christmas Eve morning, I've been looking at how Christmas traditions vary in different countries.
Oh, I love this. Yeah,
right?
Go ahead.
So in Ireland, you know, Christmas is all about catching up with pals who come home for a week or two, cooking a lovely meal for loved ones. You're doing that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Breakfast
and
dinner. And
dinner and nibbles.
And then regressing to your childhood roles when you're back with family. That's
you
a
do,
big part of Christmas.
A
Everyone just slips back into their, you know.
Park yourself on the sofa, let mommy do everything, yeah.
Well, in Austria, they thought, what if Santa had a demon? Krampus. Have you heard about Krampus?
I've seen the movie.
You've seen the movie? I've never seen the movie.
It's creepy, yeah.
So a half-goat, half-nightmare who beats bald children with sticks. This is the whole thing in Austria, right?
Okay.
So they have parades where grown men dress as Krampus and roam the streets ringing bells and screaming.
Right, and that's if
that sounds
kids
terrifying.
If kids are bald.
If they're bald, yeah. So like here we'll say, if you're bald, Santa won't come.
Yeah.
Whereas in Austria, they're like, if you're bald, this creature will arrive and terrify you.
We would say, put a lump of coal in your stocking.
Oh yeah, you get coal
you get
if you're
coal
not good.
In your stocking
yeah.
if you're not good here, yeah. I mean, that's enough. Like,
yeah, it is. Spain has a Christmas tradition involving a smiling log called Cagatiu.
Okay.
So you feed it, you sing to it, you beat it with sticks. There's a lot of beating with sticks for Christmas in other countries. And then it poos out your presents.
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't it?
It's like a piñata for Christmas.
Basically a piñata. Very good.
Yeah.
So children chant songs and the songs demand that like it, you know, poos out your presents.
And doesn't Spain have like a female Santa like the...
Do they?
Like the... what's her name? Oh God, it'll come to me in a
minute. Mrs. Claus.
No. Go on.
In Norway... it's tradition on Christmas Eve, so today, to hide your brooms. So all your sweeping brushes, all your brooms, because the whole shtick there is that witches and evil spirits might steal them to fly. Oh, so you hide them on Christmas Eve.
Labafana, it's Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
that's
not Spanish.
That's what reminded me of. It's not Spanish. Close, though.
In Japan, we have turkey and ham for Christmas dinner. Do you know what they have on Christmas Day in Japan?
I don't know.
KFC.
What? Like
everyone in Japan has KFC on Christmas Day. It's so popular that you can order your family buckets months in advance.
Stop.
For Christmas Day in Japan. That's what they have
marketing
for dinner.
What a thing for KFC.
And that is what it is. It's not traditional. It's not religion. It's down
didn't
to pure marketing.
The Red Santa come from Coca-Cola?
I think that came from Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
I think he was green initially.
He was green, yeah.
Finally, this Christmas Eve morning in Brendan's bit, I want to draw your attention to one difference at Christmas between Ireland and Germany specifically. Here, we sing Jingle Bells in the run-up to Christmas. You know the lyrics?
Yeah.
Jingle Bells. Well, in Germany, they also sing Jingle Bells, except the language is obviously different.
Mm-hmm.
Have you any idea what the German translation for Jingle Bells is,
I feel
Carl
like
Dawson?
I'm about to find out.
It is a word called Schlittenfart.
Oh, come on, have you got a clip, please? Tell me you have a clip.
Oh, I have a clip.
Schlittenfart.
Here we go.
Oh, Schlittenfart, Schlittenfart. I love that.
So,
that's class.
The Spanish are beating a poo on, or a log until it poos your presence. The Austrians have a demonic Santa. The Norwegians are fighting off witches. The Japanese are eating KFC. And the Germans are singing Schlittenfart all the way.
Lads, I think the Irish are doing it better, to be honest with you.
I think so. We need that again, though.
Schlittenfart, Schlittenfart.
Isn't that gas? I mean, that's
gone in every show I do now.
Every single show. Yeah, Schlittenfart all the way. That is Brendan's bit.
I'll have to stop Schlittenfart after all there. That Christmas music, our Christmas food after the next few days. I think, yeah.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The last of the year.
It's Christmas!
Oh. 98 FM.
Welcome to the Christmas Eve edition of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy, your chance to win incredible prizes. And I do think this batch of prizes is my favourite we've ever done.
You've got a good load in, haven't you?
Have you heard what the latest prize is?
On Monday it was the air wrap, wasn't it? The Dyson thing.
Well, yeah, that was the first prize. Yeah. The latest prize to be added, and you will know the background to this, is my favourite candle of all time.
Oh, Feu de Bois, Diptyque.
Feu de Bois, Diptyque.
Is
yes.
it? Really?
Yeah, that's the latest
that's
prize.
Very fancy.
Isn't it? Very
Isn't
fancy.
It?
All the prizes are
Your
very fancy.
Your house can smell like Brendan O'Loughlin's
Your house can smell like mine. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan with all the details.
It was Christmas Eve, Stop. Babe. And these bells are ringing out with incredible prizes.
Speeding with a motor racing venture.
Reveal the glam with a Dyson air wrap.
Win a delicious cheese board.
Shop, shop, shop with a 200 euro grocery venture.
And smell incredible at home with a Diptyque candle.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
It's a really good prize list, isn't it?
It really is.
Can I just say, my favourite candle, also Elton John's favourite candle.
It is. And Taron Egerton's.
Oh, is it?
Yes, because when Taron played Elton,
he gifted him one.
There and now we go. His house smells like that. There
okay, well, hoping to win the Diptyque candle and all those other prizes this morning is Niamh in Castleknock. Niamh, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, good morning, guys. Happy Christmas.
What are you up to? What is your Christmas Eve ritual, Niamh?
Well, right now, I'm making some cheesecake for tomorrow.
Oh, delicious.
What type of cheesecake are you now?
What type? Bailey's.
Oh my, delicious. Yeah. Sure, it's Christmas, Niamh. You'd have to.
Now, exactly. Will you get it to us by 10 o'clock, Niamh, is the question.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's in the fridge. In the fridge, 100%.
Oh, Niamh, you're so organised. Come here. So, are you hosting Christmas Day tomorrow?
I am, yeah. So, me, my husband, my two dogs, and my parents. That's the four of us. So.
It's lovely.
Obviously, the most important guests there, the dogs. What are their names?
Of course. Yeah. Pip and Buddy.
And what will they have for Christmas dinner?
Their birthday was during the week. They were 15 last Monday. So one of them we know for sure, and the other one is a stray, so we get the same birthday.
Oh, they were both 15 last week, and it's Christmas.
Yeah. And it's Christmas, so they have birthday cake left over.
Oh, Niamh, that's amazing.
I've just become a puppy parent myself, Niamh, so I know the love.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, you're going to spoil them this year, I heard.
Absolutely, I can't. The house is just full of toys already.
And I'm on the way home later to see both Millie and Spree, so I can't wait for that. There's dogs everywhere, guys. Niamh, this is the last Matchy Matchy of the year. What an honour for you. Who would you like to play with?
I'm going to play with Brendan.
Okay, I'm on to the soundproof.
I'll see It's fine there for this morning. Lovely, no problem at all. It's Christmas, dear. Right, I'm in the hot seat, Niamh. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Where's my envelope now? There we go. Right. Oh, okay. Niamh in Castleknock, your first word this morning is fire.
Place.
Fireplace. Lovely. Your second word this morning is pay.
Pay, like P-A-Y.
P-A-Y, yeah. Pay.
Slip.
Pay slip. And your third word this morning, it could be a sad word, it could be a happy word, I don't know. It's snow.
Flake.
Oh, snowflake. Okay, lovely. I would have went with no snow because we're not getting any bleeding snow. right, so you've got fireplace, you've got pay slip, and you've got snowflake. Niamh in Castleknock, are you ready to lock in those answers?
Yes, lock them in.
All right, fingers crossed for you. Bring them back from the booth. Come on, there he is. Oh, how was it? How was the mince pie? Did you have anything?
Yeah, there was a mince pie in there. And believe it or not, there was also a slice of Bailey's cheesecake.
Oh, very nice.
I devoured both.
Won't be as good as mine, though.
Absolutely not. Right. Are you ready, Brendan?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to win for Niamh now. It's Christmas Eve.
Come on.
Right, your first word this morning is Fire.
Place.
Fire, place. Okay. Your second word this morning is pay. P-A-Y. Pay.
Day.
Payday. Okay. And your third word this morning, Brendan O'Loughlin, is snow.
I am between two words. They both begin with an F.
Right.
Snow. Fall.
Snow. Fall. Okay. So you've got fireplace.
Yep.
You've got payday.
Yep.
And you've got snow. Fall. Mm-hmm. Brendan, have you matched with Niamh? You haven't.
Oh,
Niamh. You matched one.
Did we? What did we match on?
You matched fireplace.
Fireplace, lovely. What did Niamh say after the others?
Niamh said pay slip.
Oh yeah,
and
nice.
Snowflake.
You love to see a pay slip coming.
Yeah.
And snow.
I was actually going to say payday, but I'm glad I didn't now because you didn't say snowflake, but it was okay.
That's okay.
Niamh, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, we didn't manage to matchy match this morning, Niamh. Thank you for playing the last one of the year. We're going to send you a 90 FM goodie bag and have a lovely
appreciate
Christmas.
That.
Have the most lovely Christmas. Bye, Niamh. Enjoy that lovely cheesecake. All right, we are back in the new year playing Matchy Matchy with some more fabulous prizes.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.